directing all passions to the divine, to source, to God, that already says it all. It's the transcendental way, giving it all, giving it up, knowing ultimately none of it is yours. None of it is for you to keep, attach, identify with, but rather every action, every motion, every moment is given, is being consecrated. It's like every moment is a prayer to the source. Every moment is a gift of love to God. No matter if something may be judged by the mind, by the ego, as something negative, as a dislike, or whether something being judged by the ego or mind as like. Beyond the polarities of dualities, you are, you simply are. And as yourself, beyond the polarities of dualities, there exists no judgment of right or wrong. Maybe hard to understand if one may not be quite there yet, but that's fine. Just trust your process of reversing, returning back home, and in your own readiness, you will surely understand and receive the wisdom of this. So let's discuss these passions, because in many spiritual lineages, many speak of the five main passions. Some may describe them even as the five evil passions, but I see that may be a little bit too harsh. And if we place such a hard word upon these passions, then one may create a lot more resistance towards them. And thus, in the bhakti, the path of love, we simply want to surrender or transcend them, or in the case of the topic of today, according to one of the sutras, it's spoken of redirecting those passions to God, to the divine. So these five passions are lust, anger, greed, worldly attachments, and pride. And how about we see these five passions neutrally, without judgment, beyond likes or dislikes? How about we acknowledge these five passions to see them as what they truly are, without pushing or pulling, without liking or disliking? Because these are the result for suffering, and these are the result for rebirthing, reincarnating, because of unfinished business. So we must cut those cords of that cyclical motion. We can simply stop and look upon these passions that every human being has experienced at some time or another. And let us together simply acknowledge for once, without any judgment,